This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. More than 600 people attended today's funeral mass for former Governor Paul Cellucci. The service was packed with ex-governors, U.S. senators, and dozens of local politicians. But the gathering was described as a celebration of Cellucci's private life, as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
A bagpiper led the motorcade with former Governor Paul Cellucci's body to his funeral at St. Michael's Parish in his hometown of Hudson. It was a church where Cellucci attended services, taught religious education, and went to grammar school. Father Ronald Calhoun said Cellucci's legacy endures not only as a public servant, but also as a family man who tried to make the world a better place. Jane Swift was lieutenant governor under Cellucci from 1998 until 2001. That's when Swift became acting governor when Cellucci was appointed U.S. ambassador to Canada. She recalled Cellucci's role in her life.
I was very blessed to have Governor Cellucci's strong belief in me. It changed my life, but there are dozens and hundreds of stories like that inside the church today. He had an amazing impact on people.
Cellucci's daughters, Kate and Anne, delivered an emotional eulogy, describing their parents' marriage as one for the storybooks. They also recalled their father's sense of humor, even when dealing with his ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. But they focused on Cellucci's devotion to his family, especially his four grandchildren, one granddaughter born less than a month ago. Former House Speaker Tom Finneran worked with Cellucci for much of his career at the State House, as Cellucci moved from state rep to state senator to lieutenant governor and then governor. Finneran was visibly moved by the eulogy.
Well, that was a wonderful service. Very difficult for your children, in this case his daughters, to talk about their dad without getting as emotional as this Irishman is about to get. So in the last couple of days, the tributes at the State House, the memories, the fondness, the affection. It's not many people who spend a lot of time in politics who then leave and are looked upon affectionately.
Among the politicians attending were Governor Deval Patrick, former Governors Bill Weld and Mitt Romney, and Senators Elizabeth Warren and Mo Cowan. Cellucci died Saturday at the age of 65 from Lou Gehrig's disease. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.